with Cafe, and right now we are talking with author Helen Kedeman. Helen, thank you so much for joining us. We are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and a part of that is recognizing literacy as well as your book, Señorita Gordita.
All right.
Yes. And for the folks who may not know who you are, Helen, Helen, or do you prefer Ms. Kedeman? Which do you prefer?
Oh, Helen is fine.
All right. Helen, share a little bit about yourself and why you like writing and reading.
Well, I grew up in a small town, and there was not a lot to do, except we had a library at our school. And I got hooked on reading very early. Parents read to us. We had storytellers around us. And I just have a love for words and books and reading. So I just got started out with that, at it that way. And, you know, it just gave me such an imagination when I was growing up, reading the fairy tales and the myths, the Greek and Roman myths, and so many wonderful books. Yeah.
And in terms of your book, Señorita Gordita,
yes.
You know, what inspired you to write a book about a food that people love?
Well, it's just a take on the gingerbread boy. It's a retold fairy tale, and I have several of these.
And I love the fact that you have some, you know, Spanish words in there. So it helps children and readers of your book understand, you know, with visuals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I wanted to have some Spanish words in there because it's good for kids who aren't Hispanic to learn some of those words also. And I think it was a fun way to do it.
Literacy is so important to our school district. Oh. For anyone, I think it's such a foundational block in our education. And yes.
Absolutely.
What's some advice that you can share with students in order to get them excited about reading and writing?
Well, you know, when I was a child, the world is in books, and a book can take you anywhere. You may be in a small community, but a book can take you anywhere in the world. I mean, I read stories about the Swiss Family Robinson and the Call of the Wild, and you learn about other places. Reading is an adventure, and that's how I've always looked at it. It takes you places that you might not ever get to go. And that's how I got into books. And once I started reading, I just couldn't stop.
For our folks out there who want to read your books, including Señorita Gordita, where can they get more information about you and your literary works?
I have a website, just HelenKedemanBooks.com. It has all of my books listed on there. And, you know, I think a lot of my books are available on Amazon.
Is there a page from your book that you really love that you'd like to read?
It's kind of in the middle. And it's after a while, she stopped. This is Señorita Gordita running. She stopped on the limb of a mesquite tree. A scorpion curled his stinger over his back. Hola, Señorita Gordita, you look tasty. I mean, come a little closer. You look lovely, Señorita. Come a little closer, amiga. I am rather fine looking, aren't I? But I airstreamed a Rania, gassed past Lagarto, and cruised past Hoplo. So put down your zinger of a stinger, Scorpion. You'll never catch me. And with a flip and a skip and a zip, zoom, zip, she left a Scorpion in a cloud of dust. A Scorpion joined the chase.
I love
reading to children. It's so much fun.
You're so animated too. I love it.
I've always been a storyteller and done stories like that because it just makes it more fun if you put a little something into it.
Yes.
And I think people who read to kids hopefully get them interested in reading books. My mother read to me when I was a child, and And I read to my kids when they were children, and, you know, it's something that should be passed along to everybody. And I hope that, I know it's hard. So many parents are working jobs, you know, both parents working, and they come home tired at night and have to get dinner fixed, get the kids washed and get them to bed, make sure they do their homework. But I hope they take 5 minutes or 10 minutes to read a book to them before they go to bed. That's just so important. You know, if you read to children early, they will love books and they'll be readers their whole life.
This podcast has been a presentation of the Natomas Unified School District. For all the latest Natomas Unified news, visit natomasunified.org/NUSD-newsroom-hub.